Remember that? Remember there was 16 keys of walking by the Spirit? Travel light? This is traveling with the light. How's that? We're going to go to Psalm 18. I read part of this last week. I'm going to read some of it again. And when we go throughout these different verses, you can keep Psalm handy. We'll go back and forth to that. Psalm 18 and verse 28. It says, "For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." And I love that verse because, you know, the word darkness is pretty bad. It's not a good thing. As I went through last week, it meant misery and destruction and death and sorrow. And God, because of his light and his love, sees us through all of that stuff. He knows that, you know, at times we're going to go through dark times, through not so great times. But he's going to light our candle and enlighten us as our day by day goings on. Then you can go to Psalm 119, which is way on the other side. Psalm 119, and in verse, we're going to go to 130. This says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." And that word entrance means the opening. The opening of thy words giveth light. And like I shared last week too about that word light, it's the same one as in Psalm 18. It means to make illuminating. Also, it means like the break of day. And if you think about what a great mind picture that is, you know, when it's nighttime and you're sleeping, it's what? It's dark. Or, I don't know if you've ever driven in the dark through the sunrise. It's so refreshing when you see that sun coming up. And that's what God does for us. He gives us that, it's like the break of day, that just that calming effect that, yeah, it was dark, but now light is here, and it's going to help us. And it also, the opening of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. And, you know, the understanding is just, you can have discernment in any situation that you're put in. You can discern right from wrong because of what God gives us. He gives us that light. And then, you know, I thought of this for myself, the simple, the silly, foolish mind. I can do that sometimes, be like that sometimes. But I can understand God's word because he makes it so easy for us to do that. And that word simple also means seducible or easily swayed. And with God, because of him giving us understanding and, you know, helping us with life, we don't have to be easily swayed off of his word. So that's pretty neat that God does that for his people. If you go to Psalm 19, I told you we're going to be around the psalm a little bit, back and forth. Psalm 19, and this is great, and we all know this verse. Psalm 19, verse 7, it says, "The law of the Lord, his word, the word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." There is that simple again. It's making a simple-minded wise. And that converting is wonderful too, because converting means to rescue, to recover, and to restore. So this word of God can restore your hearts like nothing's ever been restored before. Where it says the testimony of the Lord is sure. It's permanent, it's true, and it's certain. Because there's really not too many things in this life worldly life that are certain, permanent, or true. But God, God, what He does for us is always true. It's certain, and it's permanent. And then, even after it, after all that, you know, His Son comes back for us, and that's a whole nother ball of wax. So we got a pretty cool God that is taking care of us with the light of His Word. In Proverbs, but still keep your finger in Psalm if you want to. Psalm, Proverbs chapter 2. You really don't have to, because Psalm's pretty easy to find anyway, so. But anyway, Proverbs 2, and we're going to read start in verse 1. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, the respect and awe of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." He just gives it to us when we need it, when we want it. That's a great God. And I love that where it says, "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom." And that incline means to prick up the ears. So when we're reading God's Word, and when you know, of course, God could talk to us too anytime He wants to, we prick up our ears and listen. And whatever situation we're in, and what He tells us, it's going to make it that much more profitable. Because He's on our side all the time. Turn to, please, 2 Peter. Second Peter 1. First Peter. 2 Peter 1:3. And this is great here too, because it says, "According as His divine power," which is very powerful, all power, "hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the" what? Knowledge of Him. "And hath called us to glory and virtue." So I would say that having a knowledge of God is a pretty wonderful thing, right? To know how He is, because there's a lot of people in the world that thinks that God doesn't do nice things. You know, that God's trying them, they're sick because He's trying them, or they die because He wanted another rose petal in heaven, and all this dumb stuff. But that's not our God. And it says that He is, where is it? "Has given us all things," and that's the whole, whatsoever. There's nothing missing from what God gives us. He gives us everything we need, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So, we got it all. You know, we got it all when we need it. When we don't need it, we still have it. It's all there. You can go back to Psalm 119. And we're going to be in 105. It says here that "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And that word "lamp" means to glisten, and "light" means to illuminate. So remember the song, "Every little step she takes is magic"? Is that how? Something like that? Well, every step we take is illuminated by God. He lights our path before us, so we don't have to walk in darkness. Psalm 107, verse 19. It says, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he almost saves them. And he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That's what God's word does for us. That's what God wants to do for every one of his people all the time. He wants to take care of them. He wants to always see to it that we have everything we need, that we have health, prosperity, everything that we could possibly want. Remember, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That's what he has for us. In Psalm 12, and in verse 6, it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. And I think I shared that one last week too, where God's word is pure. There's nothing damaged about it. There's nothing impure about it. It's pure. It's clean, and it's fair. And it's pure. It's purified like this, like they purify the silver. You know, they do that whole thing where they melt it down 7 times and it becomes pure, pure, pure. Well, God's word is even purer than that. And that's what we get to rely on in our lives. In Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 1. This is our wonderful Lord and Savior. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And right there I would be shaking in my boots if it was me. But he wasn't. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and right there I would be shaking in my boots without any food, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." God's word is what Jesus Christ glorified in that whole situation. Being tempted directly from the devil, and he knew what the source was needed was God's word. And you know, the devil was right there tempting him of the one thing he hadn't had for 40 days and 40 nights. But still, he was still in that state of mind where he knew it was God's word that was going to take care of the situation. God's word heals, it delivers, it prospers people, it takes care of any need, all things pertaining to life and godliness. Go to Job 23. Here's another. Job 23. That's right before Psalm, and then we're going to go to Psalm next. So, pretty cool. 23. Psalm 23. And we all know the story of Job. He went through a few things in his life, right? A few dark periods, a few opportunities to need some healing and other things. But verse 12 says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." That's what Job did. Job is a wonderful example of that. He esteemed God's words more than his necessary food. And then here in Psalm 119 again. And way back, 162. Well, we could read 61 too. It says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." And that's, God's word is always something to that we can rejoice about, because it has everything. When we go to it, when we believe it, when we trust it, it has anything we could possibly need to have a wonderful life, to have a more abundant life. And that's another thing that's promised in there, right? Come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So, we're able to walk in the light of His Word, and it's pretty bright.